This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What did he win? Two Division II titles at Ferris State?
Fair State.
He gets this opportunity to play Division I football in the SEC. He thinks it's going to be as a backup. He gets in. It's like freaking Cinderella. Like, he turns into a star. And, frankly, he's the most exciting thing that's left in terms of the four teams. I'm talking about individually, Mendoza, Dante Moore, guys that are ranked 1 and 2 in terms of mock drafts, but this one's the most exciting. What's the hate? Ole Miss isn't one of the haves in terms of college football either. You're not one of the Alabamas or Georgias, so there's that part of it that we should be able to relate to. I know it's different. They're P4, they're SEC, sure, but they're not supposed to be here. And they're doing it with their head coach basically saying, well, they're not good enough to go the whole way, so let me go ahead and go their previous head coach. Let me go ahead and go to LSU now. And then pulling and deciding who's going to coach with him still and who he's pulling back to LSU. So, you know, this the way they have responded as players, I have a hard time, whether you're from Memphis or anywhere.
No doubt.
Seeing you make a good case to hate really on this Ole Miss team.
Really easy to root for.
Yeah.
Like, beyond, like, easy to root for. So, yeah, I think, you know, everybody in college football tonight is pulling for Ole Miss. Now, you've kind of adopted these Canes as well, haven't you?
No, Hurd's the Cane guy.
Okay, I thought maybe you liked this Miami team.
Well, I just think he those of us who said he couldn't win this time of year, that his team's all come apart, he's shut us up for now. I mean, for Miami to be back, they are back right now. You're in the Final Four.
Right.
Now, it ain't the UU, but it could end up being again.
Well, they win.
And they're doing it a different way. He's built, you know, they're built foundationally. You got to respect that. I guess in a way, I respect what they've done more because I saw this stat over at The Athletic. It's almost half their team, which is not the case for 46.3% of Miami's starts are by recruits. Guys, they brought in from the get-go. The other 53.7 is by transfers. That's almost half. Everybody, Indiana's 65% transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss is 66% transfers. So for Mario to have the majority of his, right, a great deal of his be guys that he brought in, developed, I think that says a lot about him and about his program, right? Again, what it also says is you can do the transfer portal right. Clearly Ole Miss and Indiana did. Shout out Dan Lanning, too. 57% of his recruits or his starts this year were by recruits. So more than Miami. He's the one that's got 43% of his are transfers.
Yep.
So he, of the Final Four, he's used the portal the least. Now, they're all using it, 43, 53, 65, 66. But for, you know, Mario obviously is not just getting the right talent, he's developing it, and it's paying off for him in terms of a semifinal appearance here.
Yeah, absolutely has. So, I hope they do it. I hope they can pull this off. And really for Lane, you know, how dare you leave this team? How dare you, you know, it almost calls into question, like, did he make the right decision to leave for LSU? Because if it's possible, like we talked about this
a ton. Yeah.
Like if the power structure and the hierarchy is such where Ole Miss can still make a championship game or, God forbid, win the thing, then he made the wrong decision by going to LSU, because there's nothing that's possible at LSU that is impossible at Ole Miss, and you were already there, you already built it up. Now people will say, well, high school, and who cares? Who cares about high school? Ole Miss had a top 5 portal class, top 3 portal class. Mm-hmm. It's clearly enough when you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, high school guys, you got to wait on either way. You know, you can sign a 5-star offensive lineman. He ain't coming in as a true freshman. You at least got to wait another year before he's ready to contribute. So, again, you'd like to mix both if you could do it perfectly. But I don't know, man. I think the further Ole Miss goes in this thing, and, you know, we'll see if it ends tonight. But the further they go in this, I think the worse his decision looks.
Well, when you put it the way that you did, which I'm sure is how Lane was looking at it, LSU is different for me. That's where I can go win national championships. I can't do that here. They go on and do it. Yeah. It just shows with this shift in college athletics, whether you're Ole Miss, whether you're the better Indiana basketball school, that's now the best thing walking in college football in terms of being number one. Having what are we talking about here? Vanderbilt football is now a player. You know, it's not just the old, as we would say in basketball, blue bloods, the Alabamas, the Georgias in college football, that have a right to this thing anymore because everybody's got cash so long as you're in that P4. I think it's awesome for college football.
Absolutely.
Just let us keep our spot, group of five, well, group of six.
Yes, yes. So anyway, we got that tonight, and then obviously tomorrow night, it's kind of going up against the Grizz game. I'll be at the Grizz game with my brother, believe it or not. I'm gonna take Jeremy down, and I'm going to say, this is basketball. He doesn't know what basketball is, so he'll get a chance to familiarize himself with the sport of basketball.
Good.
But I think we'll be in a box, so ideally we can maybe get that on in the box while we're at the game and just kind of have both going, Indiana and Oregon. I think we both believe Indiana is the better team. But, man, Oregon is just hard to, you know, bet against when they're in these spots. I mean, they're a legitimate football team and program historically, too. So
that lost 30-20 to Indiana earlier this year.
They did.
It's just not hard to see another Indiana defensive effort, you know.
Yeah.
Stifling Dante Moore, who needs to show if he wants to overtake Mendoza, be number one, you need to go out there and throw for 250, 300 yards. Yep. Oregon's capable.
Yep.
I think that's what it's going to take, though, a huge Dante Moore performance.
They did give up 34 to JMU. So this Oregon defense, they gave up none against Texas Tech.
And Indiana scored 30 on them, right? It was 30-20.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. They're not some
– Yeah.
You can definitely see Oregon losing again to them.
Yep.
This is where Lanning has to break through now, and right? Because
yes,
we all hold him up is great, but yep, if you want, it's time to start winning big ones.
Yeah, I think the question really is more, does Oregon cover the number? I think that's kind of where I'm at. I don't think they win. Can they keep it to a field goal? Is it going to be a 2-point conversion?
They dominated Alabama.
They
had nothing.
They did. Yeah.
If they do that to Oregon, bro,
yep,
Signetti for life.
We're smoking cigs. Absolutely. All right. Ben Adore is going to join us in just a little bit. He'll join us at 125. We'll talk Grizzlies with him. You know, obviously our last hit with him. So we'll get into all of it when he joins us at 125. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know that song. It's synonymous with like Grizzlies wins almost. Bennett Doyle, Memphian, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network.
That's right, buddy.
Grizz Radio Network, GRN.
Was GCN, on the network GRN last night.
That's right, man.
I don't know how many people were with me. It was
yeah. Well, unfortunately, and I just want to get the housekeeping out of the way before we get
yes
going here. We're moving. We're moving time.
I heard.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations to you both. Well deserved.
So people don't really know what to say to us, or to me, I should say. I don't know what people are telling Jason, but they always congratulations, I think. And I'm like, yeah, I think you can congratulate. It's like our day's getting done earlier.
Frankly, I've a little behind the scenes. I've talked to y'all like 100 times since since this news has been announced. So
yeah, this
isn't a new conference. But to, you know, for the airwaves.
Do you think it's
like,
a congratulations worthy move?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
It is a hey man, you get the first shot.
That's right.
You get the first shot. You set you guys are stage setters now.
Tone setters.
You guys are tone setters now. That's right.
Well, I'm just gonna tell you this. John and I were at each other's necks and you saved us.
Right.
You in this segment saved us.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad I brought
a little
levity
to it. I want you to know that
here
on this last one.
Thank you, Jason.
The only reason we're still together is because of you.
I am a little concerned. I did walk in here and notice that John has three. What size are these?
These are
so unhealthy.
These are 24 ounce.
Three 24 ounce Diet Pepsi bottles.
I have to have caffeine to do the show.
Dude, you are going to get kidney stones.
I pray for you,
and
John.
Works it off.
That's what there's no calories.
You can't work that off.
There's nothing to work off. It's zero calories.
Kidney stones is exactly right.
That's the whole point.
Dude, it is ripping your insides. You might as well just drink
gasoline.
There's
no scientific data behind this. This is what my wife tells me. This is what all my sisters-in-law
John
tell me.
John and I don't beat each other up about our vices.
That's right.
Are you you've cut back on the sodas.
This
though
is water here.
That's a lie.
You're not doing the Coca-Cola. That,
we don't need to lie on Bennett's last.
What's
appearance
in there?
Not lying. It's water.
Well,
look at that.
Let Bennett take a drink.
It's sweet water.
What is it?
What Bennett would be able to tell.
Like one of those,
Yes,
what is
I have
Crystal Light.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little Skittles flavorer.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Not gotcha. Coke is the point.
Well, so, I did not know you were not doing the Coke thing.
Living a little different life here.
Is that true?
Trying.
Okay. Do you still drink Coke during the week?
I've not drank Coke since last Friday.
Wow.
How about that?
That's impressive.
Are these New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, you could say that.
I'm doing the same thing.
What are you going to stop smoking pot?
This is so silly. No. I'm a father, please. I only get to have one sweet treat a week. That's fine.
Good for you. Well,
that's embarrassing
to
even say out loud.
What falls into like a sweet treat?
Like, I mean, so like, I'm not cutting out sugar all week. Like,
right.
You know, I'll have like, right. I don't know. I don't drink creamer or anything in my coffee. I just do black coffee these days.
You really are.
But no, like, I mean, around the holidays, like, dude, we have so much like candy, especially with kids now. Like,
yes,
right, you always have candy and stuff like that in your house. And so I'm always like grabbing a piece of candy here and there. Or, like, there's, you know, there's a cake or there, you know, all kinds of. And so I was like, dude, you're doing this every day. Like,
right.
after dinner every night, you're having your little sweet treat. You got to chill, man.
Yeah.
So that was my New Year's resolution.
What I will say before we get into the, you know, more depressing news of the day is that getting you back on the show for this segment for however long we've done it has been our little sweet treat.
Oh, good. It's been mine as well.
I'm being dead serious.
I believe in people their flowers when they're here.
Thank you.
When I think about the absolute most fun we had doing this show,
yeah,
is when you were our producer. I mean, it's just the reality.
Well,
I don't know if that was because of you, but I do know that when you were here, I think about Tubby Smith got fired. That was when you were on the show. Penny got hired.
Man,
that was when you were on the show.
It is so true. I can even remember. There was like a when Penny got hired. Yeah, what? Where were they? Keep listening.
The Grizzlies got second in the lottery and wound
that's
up
right.
drafting John
that's
Morant.
Right.
So you were with us from 2017 to 2019. I mean, those are three very huge stories. I mean, Memphis went to the Cotton Bowl.
Had a Cotton Bowl year. Yep.
You know, and I think got to the American Championship. You know, so I think it was not only obviously the fact that we were all White Station guys, Memphis guys. That was a very special thing. But also, the Memphis sports scene was like unbelievable at that time as well. And now
man. I can remember like
molasses.
I can remember the what did they hand out when Penny got hired? Like the cards with the actual penny on his face
attached to it. That's
and
right.
I can remember like that. I want to say there was like a group of students that came up here or something, Brad, and they were hanging out in the studio with me and we're taking a shot. Yeah. Anyways, core memories.
Do you remember the
fun times.
Bowen Rudd?
Bowen Rudd.
The Tyler Harris recruiting calls. Those were fun.
Let me also echo what John said. My favorite memories were when you were on this show producing it as well.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that.
He was too talented.
I always have. I mean, I'm still kind of a part of this place.
Yeah,
I'm up here doing the radio network. All I see is West. It's just me and West in that studio.
Yeah.
I see Pam sometimes walking up down the halls. Yeah. See Gabe, see Connor. Yeah.
No, it's all worked out for you. There's no doubt about that, as much as it pains me to say.
That Jeep outside said so.
It really, really, I mean, you want to talk about what tears my insides up. It's not the Diet Pepsi. It's seeing you be successful. I mean, that's what really
makes me happy.
John
sounds
it.
Like it's not the only end of an era up here this week.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about Jeff? He's leaving to go to Grand City
to
Media.
Jeff. He is not. He is not.
No, he's really retiring.
I believe that's true.
From broadcast.
He's leaving for Midtown.
From broadcast.
Yes.
I mean, you were doing? You weren't even doing radio when he got here, right? You were doing like promotions.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I was doing promotions. Yeah.
And then you worked your way onto the air.
Yeah, thanks to this man across the glass.
That gave me a chance.
And Eric Hasseltine, frankly. He let me get my first like shot at running the board on his show. So shouts to him too.
Man, that was back when you still shaved your beard.
Yes.
You had a little bit of dignity back then.
I know. Well,
now you have no shame
at all. Everything's changed.
Talent is talent does, bro.
That's mean. The talent grows, the beard grows, you know. I think that's a good barometer. That's a barometer of but anyway.
I'm sorry, that was inappropriate.
Yes. Yes.
No.
But no, in all seriousness, Jeff is leaving. End of an era, and we're moving
in. It really is, man. It is. Yeah, big shout out to Jeff. He's one of the goats of Memphis sports, I think.
Yeah, he. I mean,
right?
I don't know if anybody will do it the way he did.
He's been here long. He's been doing this longer than a lot of people. I mean, you want to? I could probably name five people that have. I mean, y'all talked about Jarvo earlier, obviously.
I mean, put it to you this way. I mean, there is no sports columnist anymore. Mm-hmm. Anywhere.
Nobody wants to follow in his footsteps.
There's not a sports columnist at the Daily Memphian. There's not a sports columnist at the Commercial Appeal. I mean, I do college sports columns, but I'm not the sports columnist of the Daily Memphian. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a contributor.
Being room for it.
You know? I think that's the part of this that is, you know, seriously, like, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette announced this week that it's closing shop in May. I mean, it's not only that there will never be another, it's just the industry is changing in such a way where even... You know, but he was the, you know.
So is there going to be an emotional day tomorrow? Is there going to be tears?
I think they're probably, I don't know, maybe. It depends.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, I never know where it's going with Jeff. So if he, you know, he's really good at, like, he knows how to get that out of me.
Mm-hmm.
If he keeps everything above board, then I say no. But if he tries to go at some heartstrings, which he's so good at doing.
He is, yeah. Yeah, I bet he'll bring
tomorrow's
out the
emotions
gonna be a,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
going to be a fun day.
Yeah,
I mean, it's at the end of the day, you know, we're not...
Yeah, I look forward to listening.
We're not curing cancers. We're not, you know, we're just trying to provide some entertainment. But I do think, you know, he'll make a... He's made an impact when you're on every day. You're talking to the community. I know, you know, so we'll definitely give him his flowers. All right, on to Memphis Sports Matters here.
Oh, great.
You were there last night for the beatdown by the Suns. Mm. Dylan really looked excited to be back.
He enjoys getting revenge any opportunity he gets, rightfully so, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. That was ugly. I mean, they
7-2, by the way. He is against the Grizz since he left.
That checks. Yeah, that checks.
He really gets up for it.
He does. No, it did. Like watching him and Ja and Jaren like on the court together after the game, like, you know, just yucking it up, and I'm like, oh man, because I said it on our show today, like, I was not a fan of moving on from him at the time. And obviously, you know, I acknowledge what people have said, like, that, yes, at the time, like, you had to move on because he was, like, taking more shots than he needed to and shooting you out of games and ruffling feathers when he probably shouldn't have, but... Man, there's no denying what he brings to a team. We've seen it now in two other stops since the Grizzlies. This Phoenix team has no business being as good as they are. They have no depth. I mean, it's literally like him, Booker. I know they went and got Mark Williams. They got a couple other nice pieces, but they're not some loaded team, and they play super hard, and that's because of him. So, you know, I got a lot of respect for the guy, and I think, too, like, credit to him.
Yep.
He's become a better player since he left the Grizzlies. Like, I'm not going to say he's the most efficient player in the world, but he's playing a little. I know he came out and took a million shots last night against the Grizzlies because he's trying to, like, get revenge against the Grizzlies, but he plays a little bit more within himself than he did when he was here.
Everybody's watching the Ja situation. I know, obviously, the last two games dropped from questionable to out. I guess it was a game time decision. Yesterday, I'm curious, in terms of watching him, watching body language, is anything different when you see him in the arena?
Man, I don't, like, it was kind of weird. Just this week has been kind of weird because typically when we've been watching these injury reports, you know, it's questionable means they're going to play. It's been a little different this year, I think. Like, in the past, it's been more when guys have popped up as questionable, we think they're going to play. We've seen instances this year where that's not necessarily the case, but for it to be three straight games where he's questionable and then not play, that's kind of weird. You know, I don't know. I don't really know. I could sit here and blindly speculate, but I don't know. It feels a little weird. I hope we see him tomorrow night. I think that would make people, you know, calm people's nerves a little bit about the whole situation.
Agreed.
Right?
And certainly by the time they're in Europe.
Yes.
Right?
Because
that's part of the reason why you're picked, isn't it?
That's another thing, too, is I do think that they are being extremely careful with him because so they want to showcase him in Europe. Because the league wants him to
I'm
play
glad
in
you brought
Europe.
That up yeah. Because that's a possibility here, right?
Yes, I think so. Like you definitely want him to play
on the floor for those two.
In those games. They're huge games for the league. They're huge games for the Grizzlies. So, yeah, I think they're just being super careful to make sure he's ready for those.
It is kind of a, you know, ironic that they're playing this game in Germany. And it's not even a guarantee that Franz Wagner is going to be able to play in it.
Is that true?
Yeah, he's out right now. Now, they do, I think, expect him to return before, but, I mean, it's just like this is just a perfect microcosm of the NBA. They try to do something special for Franz and Mo, and they do the – and then, like, neither of them plays in the game.
Dang, like, man, I know.
And John Morant might not play in the game either. And so
– that would be brutal.
We're going to treat the Germans to Christian Coloco.
That's right.
Enjoy.
Right. Enjoy.
This is for what y'all did in World War II. Y'all got to sit through Christian Coloco.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think that's the least we could do.
But as far as like the game last night, I got nothing like really to say other than they really wanted that win against the Spurs. Like they went all out for that win against the Spurs. And
they got a little help.
They were even more. They did. They were even more shorthanded last night, though, than they were the night before. And they just didn't have the gas last night. You could tell instantly. And Jaren was sick. That's another thing, too, is,
right.
You know, he was probable. Then he went through shoot around. He was downgraded to questionable, ended up playing in the game. But he clearly didn't. He was good in the first quarter. I mean, he came out strong. But you could tell that they all kind of lost their gas in that game last night. And the Phoenix had a couple of days off, too.
And they were coming off a loss against the Rockets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're better than people predicted they would be.
Yes.
That's unfortunate news for the Grizzlies, who needed them to be bad.
No kidding.
And they're not. So.
Yeah, I think we can go ahead and forget about that pick becoming something good. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way Phoenix is – I mean, we'll see if they can get into that top six.
Yep.
But I think they're only, you know, a game and a half out of six right now. So they're ascending.
I think because right now they're actually better than Orlando, at least the way the tankathon's got it laid out, you have Orlando's pick and Phoenix's goes to Charlotte, believe it or not. That's how much better Phoenix is than we thought they would be. That if it gets to a certain point, it dips back and there becomes a switchover. And right now it's Orlando's pick, which would be outside of the lottery, that is the other pick.
And they're going to get
Phoenix is so good right now, better than Orlando, technically at 22-15.
And they're still going to get Jalen Green back. I saw that he's kind of starting to practice, so they're going to get him back. And we'll see. I mean, they're one of those teams, other than not having Jalen Green, that's been okay health wise. And like I said, they're not deep. So if they were to lose one of those guys, you know, that could maybe things could change. But right now, it looks like they're the real deal.
Yeah.
What do you think about what Atlanta has done? Moving on from Trey, and they've got – you talk about having picks. They got New Orleans' pick right now. That'd be the number two pick, obviously, going into the lottery. As bad as New Orleans is, Indiana's the worst. Was it time for Atlanta?
I mean, dude, seeing that, like going back to Ja, it's why I am so anti – like when I hear arguments for people saying, we got to move on, it's why I'm like, I just completely disagree with that because I see what they got. You know what I'm saying?
This was a disappointing return.
But
I think folks knew for a while you weren't going to get a large haul for Trey, who had put himself in territory that some were saying might be. I mean, you might have wanted to say something completely different, but
I think there's a difference between being the right decision to move on and the return, right? Like I think there's a
two different things.
Yeah, like those two things aren't mutually exclusive. Like,
because I don't think you're going to get a Ja trade that blows you out of the water anymore, that makes you say, oh, yes, I'm trading Ja.
That's never happened.
In that case, and it feels like Atlanta made the decision when they didn't give Trey the contract.
Because we can call it what it is. The whole upgrade to questionable, back out thing, it's very strange what's happening with
John
Morant.
He brings up at least one
plausible theory, though, that I think is important to continue to introduce. We had not said it, that it is so important for the Grizzlies, for the NBA, that Ja's out there in Europe. I think that's smart, Ben, because it's still a possibility.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's still a possibility.
I mean, we'll have to wait and see if he plays.
Right, we have to wait and see if he plays.
But if he doesn't,
I'm glad we have been.
Because it's like, I mean, it's his face on all, you know.
His face, that's what they've sold.
Yes.
Look, to me, if he doesn't play in Europe, there is just no doubt in my mind that he's being shopped.
Oh, if we get that far,
like, there's
again,
just
we're
there's
still
just
here.
No
yes.
doubt in my mind because like they're just like, we're not going to play you anymore.
Right. This could be prep to make sure he's ready.
Because he's the guy that would go out there and get hurt. You know, and I don't know if you could trade players when they're hurt. I don't know what the CBA allows.
I mean, he was just
that,
doing whatever he wanted to against Philly.
Yeah,
40 points. Yeah.
Now
the Lakers game.
He legitimately did come up on that calf. I mean, you saw it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was a real injury.
So
no question.
It's just
we all saw it.
You know,
but it's a contusion.
Right. Right. You're just are you just milking the situation because you know this. Not milking
maybe it's,
it,
maybe
but
it's Grizzlies. Maybe it's Grizzlies.
Protracting it, prolonging it because you're trying to find an off ramp.
Man, in my heart of hearts, I hope Ben is right, man. You know, well, in the sense that maybe that's what it is. You're trying to get him healthy, and Ja's ready to be back out there and get healthy, and maybe this thing could all float again. But it's just, you just
hope so.
You know, with each game that passes that he doesn't play, just
it is
makes
I mean,
it harder and harder to make that case.
Yeah, there's still a lot of season left. Like they still do have time to turn this thing around if they can get guys back. But they got to get guys back soon.
Yeah, I've just kind of, you know, I've moved on. I've moved on, you know.
I don't think you're wrong.
If it gets to a situation where, you know, it doesn't have to be that way, then that's great. But in my mind, I've just made that conscious decision where, you know.
I
can't chase ghosts anymore, Bennett. I can't keep hoping for something to happen that's just not going to happen.
I'm in that building last night and looking around, and it's 12 jerseys and Ja threes, and you know, it's
people
love that guy.
It definitely, if that day comes, make no mistake, there will be, you know, a cost to it as well amongst the fan base, because like he is a star. I mean, now he's imperfect, he's flawed, but there's no denying, I mean, he is a Grizzly that has a signature Nike shoe.
Yep.
Like he don't have a Chinese brand signature shoe. It's
right.
Nike. You know, so
more tears shed by Memphians would it be trading Ja or Jeff's retirement from radio.
I do think this is an interesting
Jeff's
question.
Show tomorrow. Well,
I don't think there will be the only person
sounds like it's going to be a big one, bro. And y'all didn't do the emotional stuff in your hit Wednesday, so I'm expecting tomorrow to be emotional.
On the show tomorrow?
He's got Fishman back, Parrish.
GP's on his way back. GP's on his way back from New York.
And
John. He told me this week
all
that he's coming
important.
On.
What do you think the odds are that I shed a tear tomorrow?
Oh, come on, dude.
Bro.
You shed a tear at like the smallest things.
All over town will be crying tomorrow.
Well, we can put odds on it.
95%.
Don't. Now you
95%?
Just firing him up. He's going to come in here like a wall.
95% I cry
no
tomorrow?
No emotion.
I think that's probably, I think I'd say 99.9.
You haven't said anything. Because, I mean, my gosh, I almost cried in the sweet thing you just said about you. Can you repeat that again? What you did?
I'm not going to repeat it.
That was really nice.
Time was the
Brad,
sweetest
clip
treat.
That, please.
Well, I mean, that was a fun time.
Got it.
It was the way you put it that we're just poking a little fun at. I agree with the sentiment, John, 110%.
Well, you know, it's like that old office saying, you know, you don't know the good old days when you're in them, you know?
That's right.
Dude, you are going to.
It's very true.
Well, I'm just saying.
He stole
like,
that one, Jason.
I attributed it.
You're pulling out the good stuff.
A lot of people steal things and don't attribute, so I was nice enough to attribute that when I didn't have to. I do think there will be some tears tomorrow, but again, it's all going to be on Jeff.
But will you cry when they trade Ja?
No.
We'll look at the shoes and we'll say what could have been.
I will not cry. I will say, you know, yeah, man, that you gave us a lot of great memories, no doubt. But most of them were like 4 years ago.
Or
older. Yeah. Yeah. And the only series you did help the Grizzlies win, you trailed for more minutes.
We're just feeling emotional because Dylan came back last night. That's all.
He's 7-2 against us since he left.
He's a winner, man. He's a winner. The guy's a winner.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that. Like sometimes you have to go somewhere else to listen.
Facts.
Like you have to like the things
100%.
That like he just tuned out the Grizzlies.
Yes.
So he had to go somewhere else and hear somebody else say it for it to set in.
Yeah, Ime.
Because he just decided that the Grizzlies are out to get me. They're whatever. So now that Ime Udoka's saying it. I mean, I actually will say it started with Jordy Fernandez that summer in the World Cup, because he came out that summer with Canada and was like a much better player.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it actually started then. So the humbling process began for him in international play, and then it continued with the Rockets. But I do think it takes that sometimes. You got to hear it from somebody that's not in your orbit.
And also, too, like if you remember talking about like how when we were talking about like how his role he thought his role was bigger than it was with remember there was the it was the Utah series they lost, but that first game Donovan Mitchell didn't play and they won and Dylan was the leading scorer. He was awesome. Yeah, he was awesome. Yes. In that game. So yeah, I mean, he Yeah, maybe he just thought his role was bigger than it was.
Y'all can't get John Harbaugh, right?
No, he's going to Miami.
John Harbaugh?
That's why Miami fired McDaniel today, right? They know they're getting Harbaugh. They got the under-the-table agreement.
What's in Miami that you love so much, and your brother already turned it down? I mean, they're in cap hell, too. It's going to take a minute.
They could probably get Han Harbaugh.
I mean, maybe he just wants to live in Miami.
Well, Ross is, here's the thing. He's always missed on the big fish, is what everybody said, and he may be willing to push it all in to finally get one.
And I'm sure, like
Tom Brady, everybody, all these coaches he's gone after, the big times, he's missed every time. So maybe he's willing to just say, Harbaugh, take it all, and you'll have complete lifetime contract.
And I'm sure, like Harbaugh, if he doesn't want to coach Tua, he probably tells them that beforehand. Like, we need somebody else in here if I'm going to come here. Yeah.
I guess so. So you guys are getting Arthur Smith? Are you getting Matt Nagy?
Man,
who are we getting?
I know what I can.
Would you give Arthur Smith a second chance?
What I can confidently say is I think that they are going to get a guy that is a former head coach. From the guys that they're interviewing, it seems like that they're going after a guy that has coached before, because I think they just have PTSD from what happened with Callahan. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't go the route of the sexy offensive coordinator. You know what I mean? We got to get a guy in here that's actually, you know, done some stuff before. But I don't have like a real sense of who it's going to be. They interviewed the two Chiefs coordinators, Spagnuolo and Matt Nagy, and they interviewed Raheem Morris. I know they reached out about Harbaugh. I just don't think that's realistic. I would think he would do Miami. I would think he would do,
like you said, I think
Giants.
You nailed it. They want a former head coach with the candidates that you just pointed out.
Yeah.
The ones that they're interviewing are Matt Nagy, Arthur Smith,
Jason Garrett. That made me want to throw up all over myself.
He's actually not like Jason Garrett. You could actually talk yourself into, he was at a circus in Dallas. He wasn't that bad.
But he hasn't coached since 2019. I'm like, that's such a long hiatus.
Is he fundamentally different to you than Matt Nagy?
I don't know. I don't want to hire Matt Nagy. Also, because our GM,
your job stinks.
Our GM came from that organization, that Chiefs organization. So those two interviews could have just been you're throwing a bone to your guys that you were there with.
Has Matt Nagy even ever called plays for Kansas City? That's the thing. It's like Andy Reid's doing
Andy Reid, dude. Yes.
But we've crowned Matt Nagy. It's crazy.
I don't like that.
And you saw him.
Now, Spagnuolo has been good with that defense.
Always.
Yeah. So that one's interesting. I don't know. I mean, Raheem Morris, like, that's – I don't think I could get too excited about it. They did win some games there at the end. I don't know. None of it really excites me, if I'm being honest with y'all.
Yeah, well, I mean, one person I talked to about this said, like, retreads on the whole are probably underrated just because everybody thinks retreads are bad.
Gonna fail again.
Mm-hmm. So they're underrated by definition. And then hot new hire is overrated, because everybody thinks the hot new hire is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually, although I think there have been more guys that have hit like that than, even Kellen Moore down there in New Orleans had a pretty good year despite the circumstances.
Yeah. Yep. Got Shuck looking pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, obviously Ben Johnson, you know, but Mike Vrabel was a retread technically.
Your boy McDonald's been fantastic with Seattle for the 2 years.
Yeah. McDonald's been amazing.
I can't believe I'm going to be sick when he's hoisting that trophy.
Yeah, I don't know. It was definitely the wrong move for you guys.
Yes.
I mean,
one of many.
Yeah. And what was the circumstance with Derrick Henry? They let him walk?
Yeah.
It's best for you, too. Right. Wasn't it?
Yes, they knew they were about to take a step back and they were going to give him an opportunity to try to go win a Super Bowl. Because remember, the final home game, he like spoke to the crowd and said, thanks so much for everything. Yep. This was before there was like anybody knew they were going to trade him. It was just kind of assumed.
All right, let me get some thoughts around the world here.
Okay.
Memphis basketball, 7-7 against all odds. They have hit .500. Mm. Big one on Sunday against Florida Atlantic. What's this going to be? What's this season going to be?
So, for me, like when you
new just, season 7-7,
yeah, and when you look at what's happening around the conference, you just don't want to be. These other teams are just cannibalizing each other, right? Like everybody's just beating each other. Nobody's going on any winning streaks or anything like that. Tulsa's lost in conference already, so you just don't want to be that. You want to be the team that separates yourself from everybody else, and obviously, you know, wins these games that you're supposed to, but then get some that maybe they're going to be favored in all of them, right?
No.
No.
They will not be favored.
They'll be underdogs at Tulsa.
They will be underdogs on Sunday is my guess.
At FAU?
FAU just beat UAB at UAB. Ken Pom's got it as a one-point loss.
Who's the coach at FAU? Do we know?
It's John Jacobs.
Okay.
You got all that?
Is he making some noise there?
Huge noise.
Oh, and they're going to want to get revenge because Penny made fun of their gym.
He sure did.
And he also...
and rightfully so.
He also beat them by 31 there last year.
Yeah, he's not scared.
So I do think like the narratives are in FAU's favor.
That was
here.
My favorite thing. Was that this week when Penny talked about the gyms that they have to go? Oh, I love
it. Behind Tulane.
I love it. I love it.
What did he say? Like the Hooters was in like something? What did he say something about Hooters?
The Hooters girls were out there.
Yeah, and he said that he didn't even think UTSA's gym was a real basketball gym. He said it's like a volleyball court.
He don't give a damn anymore,
does
he?
No, I love it. I love it.
He ain't wrong, though. He is right about that.
Because the thing is, man, and listen.
I'm glad he went there. It was a pastime.
Right. He shouldn't be in this league.
It's a joke.
Well, in your Memphis, you're a brand, and it's Penny, so you're going to be able to schedule non-conference a little bit better, obviously. But remember, the commissioner came out and was like, we're trying to incentivize these teams to schedule better non-conference games and elevate our league. None of them did it. None of them did it. Yep. They all played horrible non-conference schedules. A lot of them lost to crappy teams in the non-conference. The league is just – it's in the complete tank because of these other programs, and I'm glad he's making fun of him. I'm sick of it, man.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Bulletin board material.
Yeah, football's a different story. I won't trash the American in football. But
Hardline's been working.
Has he?
I saw that.
Yeah.
I have not.
He's got a couple quarterbacks, I think.
Oh, did he? Power five guys?
Yeah, we didn't look that up, but that's who we're in the race with.
Yeah, it'll be Moose in South Florida. South Florida will be Price as a favorite just because it's a little sexier than Memphis, but, I mean, Charles Huff has a chance this year to win it. Just make the damn thing in your first year. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Just make it. Like, you don't have to win it. I mean, whatever. But just make it.
Van Buren from LSU.
Who is it?
Van Buren from LSU.
Was he at Mississippi State? Was Van Buren at Mississippi State as well? That's the same guy, right? Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah, because their guy, South Florida's guy, just went to Auburn, right?
Yeah.
Byron, mm-hmm. Yeah, he followed, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
Michael Van Buren.
Yep.
Who I didn't think was great.
No.
But he is a power, four guy. So they'll try him. I mean, I'm not like I think I like our guy Marcus Stokes. Have you forgiven him for his transgressions?
Sure.
You know what his transgressions were?
No.
Okay. He was caught on the new Memphis quarterback commit.
Oh, I heard you guys talking about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You forgive him?
I do forgive him. Yes.
Well, if
he's gone through the process.
People make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if Jason forgives him, I forgive him.
It's about those players he's going to be playing with, and I'm sure he dealt with plenty of that Florida already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And whether or not they believe
it. I think we've moved on.
What is West? Is that like Pensacola?
West Florida?
Yeah.
No, it's D2.
West?
Yeah, it's
Florida.
West.
You're supposed to know that?
You don't know where West Florida is, man?
No. What's going on in West Florida?
It's in the panhandle there. It's,
But I'm saying like
Pensacola. That's exactly where it is.
Okay.
That's like the only western part of Florida there is, though. It's like that panhandle. It's like everything else is just central or south.
Pensacola, that's a vacation destination, right?
I mean, if you
go to Pensacola a lot.
If you're hard up, hard times.
Okay. Oh, it's not one of the premier.
Pensacola, bro? I mean, it's fine.
I had never heard of West Florida.
That school's acceptance rate is actually below 60%. Like, it's a decent college.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a
All right, let's put some respect on their name then.
It's a highly decorated academic institution, just like Memphis.
Yes.
Exactly.
We're a Carnegie One.
R1, dog.
R1 University.
Yes, sir.
So R to the one.
Everybody that comes in here needs to understand that.
Respect.
You know what I mean? They need to understand that when you enroll at the University of Memphis, there are high academic expectations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, there are.
Yep.
So that goes for Marcus. That goes for Aaron Bradshaw. That goes for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
GTG.
GTG.
Forever.
Always.
All right, man.
It's been fun,
guys.
Thank you.
It's been a blast. I mean, I'm not gonna. I'll still see you guys and talk to you guys all the time. But I appreciate y'all letting me come and do this. It's been fun for this short time that we've done it.
Well, you've been very. Very gracious to do it. Coming in here every week
I don't live far.
Well, you don't get paid for it either. That's ridiculous.
Hey, I'm still on the payroll though.
He's always on the payroll.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll work on that. Yep. We'll get him off that payroll.
Well, it's for those hours he's working.
Please,
it's not for these gratis hits he's doing.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It is my absolute pleasure to come up here whenever anybody wants me to.
Thank you, bro.
Other than our new show.
Correct. Yeah, so got a bit of a conflict there, but yes. Maybe I'll go talk to Jeffrey. After
maybe you
this.
Can be a,
your game.
You can be a new member of the company. There you go. All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you, brother.
All right, guys.
Bennett Doyle, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Thursday. J&J.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Turn FM, yes. All right, we're back. J&J, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. You know, Jason Williams, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Jason Williams does a Barstool podcast, former Grizz. He does a...
he said something that we'd analyzed maybe just a few weeks back.
Yeah.
So I know he's on
someone's
podcast.
I don't know exactly what it's called, but I know he's... I'll see, you know how it goes. Like, you'll just kind of see random clips floating around the internet. And he was basically asked by, you know, the podcast host to, like, if he's starting a... you know, a team with somebody, you know, in the NBA, no matter what, like, who would you start with? His answer was not Victor Wembanyama, which, after seeing Victor Wembanyama in person, seems blasphemous to me. But this is what Jason Williams had to say.
Who's your number one of those, of all those players? If you're starting a franchise.
Name him again? Not Richesha, he's last.
Wemby, yeah, Edwards, and last. Cade.
Okay, oh, I'm going with Cade Cunningham.
Cade Cunningham. Cade over Wemby?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Cade, Wemby.
No, I'm going Ant Edwards and then Wimby.
Wow.
Hmm. What's Wimby do, bro? On the Grizzlies. No knock to the Grizz, but what's he do on that roster?
He's still hooping,
yeah. But he ain't doing what he's doing with the Spurs. It's a level down.
You think it's about who's around him as opposed to how he's built?
For sure.
Oh, I think it's because it's how he's built.
Nah. I think Wemby is one of those players you plug in anywhere, he'll be fine.
I agree, but it's not as good on the Grizzlies roster as opposed to the Spurs roster.
Okay, so you have Cade first.
Yeah,
and Ant Edwards. Second,
Wemby,
and then Wemby third.
And Paolo.
And then Paolo. And then how about the next
Might
three?
Take Paolo over Wemby. Whoever had to talk me out of that, maybe.
Okay, and so then next, are you going Flag, Risorche, or Zion?
I'll go Flag, Zion, and Buddy.
And Buddy from the Hawks?
Yeah, what country is he from?
France.
I think he got caught.
J-Will crazy as hell. J-Will about to get, he's about to start. I was a little worried.
Does
about
he know what team he plays for?
Well, he played for a lot of teams. He played for the Kings, played for the Heat, played for the Magic, played for the Memphis Grizzlies. He played for a lot of teams. He's wrong though. He's very wrong about and I love him, but his perception of what makes Wemby great, that the Spurs are some amazing team around
which
him.
Which player is it that unlocks specifically Wemby?
Yeah, please.
You can put Harrison him on Barnes? Any roster.
Is it Julian Champagne?
Come on, man.
Is this only happening because they traded for De'Aaron Fox? No.
Is it Jeremy Sohan who shoots 12% from three?
It was the other comment was that he said, you know, that Clay was struggling because of Meg the Stag.
That's right.
And that's so I think we should take it feels a little bit like, you know, these unfiltered former players, you let them get on, say something wild, and you get the clicks that you want. And that's where we are.
And there's nobody on that podcast, respectfully, who would be able to push back. They kind of sound like two guys that don't know a lot about the NBA, would be my guess. Because what you would say, and I would say this to Jay Will if I was on that podcast, I'd say, here's what Victor Wembanyama does for the Memphis Grizzlies if he's on the team. He makes them a title contender.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he does. That's what he does for the Grizzlies. It's what he does for the Sacramento Kings. It's what he does for the 70s. He makes anybody a contender. At the very least, three times better than they are right there. Come on, bro. The team is better because of Wemby. Wemby is not better because of the team. You know?
Right.
Did we not just see the Spurs lose to the Grizzlies without Ja Morant and Zach Edey and Cedric Howard because Wemby sat in the last 3 minutes? I mean, we literally just saw it.
Yeah.
Now, Jay was probably not watching.
Well, then Spurs did beat him twice without Wemby.
They did.
They're just they considering
did.
All the.
I'm just saying, like, in the context of the game, we literally saw the difference, you know?
I mean, what he's saying is ridiculous.
He played, and then he didn't. By the way, Wimby played 26 minutes last night. Mm-hmm. He only played 21 against the Grizz.
He could have won that game for him.
Don't understand. Don't,
ridiculous.
Can't say I understand what the difference would have been if he had finished. Either way, the Grizzlies benefited from it. But, yes, I thought he was totally wrong about that. I like how he calls Reese Hoshay buddy. Clearly, he has no respect for French basketball players.
Where are he from?
He doesn't like Wimby. He doesn't like Reese Hoshay. So maybe this is like a overseas thing for Jay Will. He's old school like that. If you played overseas, he has no love for you.
It's amazing to me just how much he sounds like Randy Moss, being from the same, what is it, West Virginia area.
He's, yes.
They have the same drawl. They yes. sound.
No, they do. They, you put those two you together, can put them together and they're the same.
I don't it's know wild, that we could man. Get through it because it would be.
who is this?
You know, I mean, do you hear him? The it's just it's a wild accent.
Yeah,
and he sounds yes. just like Moss. They sound like high school, former high school
country kind of yeah. deal. Oh, it's kind of country. It's different,
it
man.
Is crazy.
I feel like I do feel like I'm sitting across from a man though who has lost a little bit of love for Jay Will after the last two times we brought him on the show.
Well, I was gonna say I don't know. This is a great deal of respect he came on the show, but come on, man. Some of these takes, it's like what am I? I'm 49.
Just throwing stuff
they're,
out
they're,
there.
They're childish. So and we were just here saying this one was stupid with the Klay Thompson Meg Thee Stallion thing.
That's right.
So, but they're gonna get the clicks.
They are gonna get the clicks. They are gonna get the clicks. But he was wrong on this one. And by the way, why'd you pick the Grizzlies? There's way worse teams than the Grizzlies out here. And the Grizzlies are only bad because, to the extent that they're bad, because they don't have any players that are available. Cut us a break, Jay Will. Of all people, white chocolate.
Well, he played for several teams.
So. He did. He played for here. Did he play for the Grizz twice?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Give us a break. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Ben Doyle for joining us on the show. Thanks to Drew Hill for hopping on as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.